Good morning, Ritim Chayodim, Hilchus Tila Klach of Ches, Simon Vov. Tov, he spelled Shalchel B'Shabbos or B'Yomtiv. So the person davened the whole Shemon Esrei of the weekday Shemon Esrei on Shabbos or Yomtiv. So he's not Yotze because he did not mention Shabbos. Imakar Raglov, if the person already finished Shemon Esrei, indicated by, according to the Chayodim, by stepping back, according to Mishabura, by saying that the Pasuk of Yilirot Sinim Refi at the end of the paragraph of Elokai Netzor. So the Loch is Chayz L'Rosh. He has to read Davin Shemon Esrei. He has to go back to the beginning. V'imloy Oker Raglov. If, however, he wasn't Oker Raglov, he's still holding a Shemon Esrei. So he goes. He does not go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei, but Maskel B'Kedushas Hayoyim Vein Tzarach Lach L'Rosh. So he goes back to the beginning of the fourth Baruchah, which we refer to as Kedushas Hayoyim. He does not need to go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei. And nearly that filo nisker kadamaydim. Now, what about the following scenario? The person realized while he's holding in the paragraph of Ritzei. So he said before that you can mention by Musaf, you can mention the Korban Musaf in Ritzei. At least Bidiyavit. So maybe we can mention Shabbos in there as well, similar to the idea of Yalav Yavo that we introduce. We mention in the weekday Shemon Esrei, we mention Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, we mentioned Yom Tov. We use Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, we mention the Yom Tov through Yalav Yavoi. Let's use the paragraph of Ritzei and a Yalav Yavoi type of concept to mention Shabbos without that, thereby not going back to the fourth bracha. Venerally, Afilo Nizkar Kodem Moedim, he realizes he's in the fifth bracha, the bracha of Ritzei. It does not help to say the paragraph of Yalav Yavo and say Kedushas Hayom and mention in it Shabbos Hayom Tov, but rather he goes back to the fourth bracha and he davens the fourth bracha again. He davens the fourth bracha and then he continues with Ritzei to the end of Shemon Esrei. Why does it not help to do that? The Chachilat Tzarech Loimer Bracha the Kedushas Hayom, because the law is he has to say a bracha for Kedushas Hayom at least the Chachilat. But even though the chachila, the person is supposed to go back and say the bracha of kedushas hayom, which he did not do yet. If he did not do that, instead he mentioned Shabbos in Ritzei. He inserted the paragraph of Yalav V'Yavoi, and he said B'Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, or he said the paragraph which we say in Benching and Ritzei Bachlitzenu in Ritzei is Yotzah Kiman the Min Adin Gam B'Shabbos Yom Tov Roy L'Yurches. We spoke on this idea already multiple times because the week that Shemon Esrei is applicable, is relevant and correct for Shabbos, and Ella Deloy Atrichu Rabbanon. The Chazal weren't matriachim, so l'chein b'di'evet is yotzos. He davened the weekday Shemon Esrei, which is appropriate for Shabbos, and he mentioned Shabbos. So even though he did not fulfill the halacha of saying a separate bracha for kedushas hayom of Shabbos, or in such a case on Yom Tov, since he didn't mention it in Ritzei, b'di'evet is yotzei. So. But we don't learn that l'chavkilo. We do go back. Now, let's say the scenario: there is a suggestion where a person doesn't have a sitter and he does not know how to daven. He knows the weekday Shemon Esrei by heart. He knows Yalav Yavoi by heart. He does not know Tefillah Shabbos, how to say Tefillah Shabbos appropriately. There's a suggestion that he should actually use this b'di'evet. He's in a b'di'evet situation. He'll daven the weekday Shemon Esrei and insert it in Yalav Yavoi. So I would like to point out there is one person who says that. But if a person does know at least the minimum part of what you have to say in the bracha of Birchas HaShabbos, that's still preferred over, like the Chayyim says, that's a b'di'evet. The Chachila person should say a separate bracha for Kedushas Hayom. So if he knows the last paragraph, even though he does not know the Tefillah Yisroch Moshe, etc., if he knows the last paragraph, Elokeinu Melekeinu Maseinu, Yirtzeinu Menuchasenu, if he knows that, he would say that and finish off with Mekadosh HaShabbos rather than davening a weekday Shemon Esrei and mentioning Shabbos in Yalav Yavoi, in the fifth paragraph, the fifth bracha of actually not the fifth bracha in that situation, the bracha of Ritzei, which is the 17th bracha in the Mikdash Shemoneh Esrei. Have a good day.